This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSIN action update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier set for their third meeting in UFC 264, July the 10th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. On My Guys of the Desert with Jonathan Von Tobel, Vinny Maiulo discussed the fight that is coming up in what will be an exciting time for Las Vegas.
By then, we will be at 100% capacity, so T-Mobile will be able to be sold out for this event. And when it comes to UFC cards and betting on those cards, which has become even more popular in the last year, because UFC was one of the early events to come back, early sports to come back during the pandemic, and gained a whole new set of fans and betting support. Whenever Conor McGregor is part of a card, you can rest assured that the betting handle will be at least 25% higher or more. And in this particular one, I think it'll be even higher considering his opponent, because this is the third time, as you mentioned, these guys are going to be. I forgot the first time. It was 2014.
Like, it was a long time ago, yeah.
Right? So McGregor wins that fight, right? Poirier gets his revenge earlier this year, January, yep. Right? And so now this harkens back to when, you know, I mean, I'm really going to go back here. We had trilogies for years in boxing, right? Ali Frazier for one of the most notable ones. You know, it was a heavyweight division. But look, anytime you get these and you get rivalries, we love rivalries in all sports. They add to the handle. Having rivalries in UFC is just as good, if not better. So looking forward to it. It'll be a great one.
Vinny Maiulo on My Guys of the Desert with Jonathan Von Tobel. My Guys heard weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on VSIN. Opening lines for Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier. Pick 'em at the Westgate. McGregor minus 120 at Circus Sports. The Browns have signed edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year contract on Lombardi Line with guest host Brady Cannon. Michael Lombardi discussed the signing of Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, I like that up to $10 million. So what that means is if he does everything that the contract says it to do, he earns $10 million. What he earns if he doesn't do anything is the key question, right? So, look, here's a guy who's played in 19 games over the last 2 years. He's had 3 sacks over the last 2 years. He's made a fortune. He's had 32 career NFL sacks. He's made a fortune on the perception that he's going to turn the game around, that he's this Dick Vitale, oh, my God, he's a PTP player. He hasn't been healthy. Brady hasn't been healthy. And I think that affects him. Last year, he wasn't healthy the entire season. He held out. He got his big payday. I would think the Browns have done a lot in this contract to protect themselves with roster bonuses on game to game. You know, what is the base salary of this deal? Is it $3 million? Is it $2 million? And then it has a lot of roster bonuses and incentives in it. I think if they use him as a situational rusher opposite side of Myles Garrett, that maybe he could. But the problem is I believe he has a degenerate knee. And I think that's always going to be the problem with him. And I'm surprised that they were able to get past his physical and get him on the team. If he's healthy, and that's a big if, you know, the Jadeveon Clowney of 14, you know, he's only played in 16 games in his NFL career once.
VSIN's Michael Lombardi on Lombardi Line, heard weekdays from noon to 2 Eastern on VSIN. The spring sports schedule's heating up, and we're analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing each and every day. And our NFL experts are preparing for the 2021 NFL Draft with insights on trades and evaluating top picks and looking at prop betting opportunities. Now's the time to get Point Spread Weekly, our daily best bet subscriber-only email, and the latest odds and data at VSIN.com. Start your free trial today at VSIN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
The spring sports calendar is packed with betting opportunities, and here at VSIN, we're on top of all the action. We're looking at early season baseball trends, what teams are peaking and tanking heading into the NBA and NHL playoffs, tracking the favorites and long shots for every golf tournament, plus keeping an eye on all of the top NFL draft prospects to provide you the best betting insights and analysis. Start your free trial today at VSIN.com/subscribe and put our team to work for you.
Before you place your next bet, visit vsin.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit vsin.com today.
Okay, it's very important we start with breaking news here on the Lombardi Line, presented by BetMGM. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at the South Point. Michael Lombardi already groaning and moaning. Here's the deal. I need you, don't look at the rundown. Did you look?
I never look at the rundown. I never do. No disrespect, JJ. I appreciate all your efforts, but I never look. I don't want to be asked the question that I have
to. I know.
You know why I don't do that? Because there was a time when I worked for the Raiders, and Al Davis would call every morning at 10:30, and he'd say, I got three things for you, young man. And I would say, yes, sir. And he'd say, do you know the size of that JJ? You know, the kid from, I said, do you mean JJ from North Dakota? Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah. How big is he? And I would say, if I said I have to go look it up, he would say, oh, curse word. I can look it up, click, and then the phone would hang up. So if I can't do this job without looking it up, what am I going to do? Seriously.
No, you just look down at your phone because that's Berman texting you. We don't need.
No, that was somebody else. That was somebody else. Well, we don't need his interruptions today. He's on Cameo, by the way, just so you know. I just want you to know that. If you need a Cameo from Bill Berman, he's available.
Your neighbor is on Cameo. Like, literally.
Of course he is.
Yeah, that's
legend. He's driving this show. I mean, I don't know if Bill Adie and Brian Musburger realize this, but he's taking full accountability of the driving the traffic in this show. I mean, he's liable to take part in the sale of DraftKings. I'm sure he thinks he's responsible for that, too. So we'll get around to that later. What was your question we were going to start off on?
Well,
anyway,
if he's heard from those two, it's more than me. Quickly, Michael, I just need you.
You asked me about the rundown.
I know, but
that's
don't
how
look.
We got on that
okay,
subject.
But here's what. Okay, let me explain. Don't look, and I mean that.
I'm not looking.
Because what do we do on Saturdays and Sundays? We obviously host the Lombardi Line, and it's aired on Nestin and Marquee all over the place. Oh, where it used to be. What we want to do is for Saturday or Sunday, and I want you to tell me which one you'd like to do it on, we have BetMGM win total props, NFL.
Oh, let's do it Saturday. Let's do the AFC Saturday and the NFC
there
on Sunday.
There you go. That's why I can't. And I said, let's have the discussion on the air. So we have win total props as far
and
as
I'm
the NFL.
And I'm not going to look at those. I will not look those. I promise you. I will not cheat.
Because
although
if you cheat.
In college, my motto was it was better to cheat than repeat, but I will not cheat.
I mean, there's kids listening, Michael. What the hell's going on?
I'm sorry.
Out here?
Yeah, don't cheat. You don't have to cheat anymore. You know, I could have been a hell of a student. I could have gone to Harvard if I had Google. I mean, seriously.
That's his quote.
I mean, I went to Hofstra. I went to the wrong H. I could have gone to the one with the A instead of the O after it.
Yeah, and plus, we're bitter at Hofstra. Can we get the man in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, seriously.
No,
what,
I don't want to be in their hall.
What does it take?
I don't want to be a member of that club. I don't want to be a member of that
club.
You'll
end up in
ever.
The South Carolina Gamecock Hall of Fame before Hofstra recognizes you. Okay, so that's the deal. Season win totals.
I can't look at the rundown. Where are we going?
Season win totals. NFL,
AFC
we've been waiting
tomorrow,
for.
AFC tomorrow, NFC. And we should do, we could do the whole show on them, actually. Nibble in a little bit. I mean, whatever we got to do.
But here's the reason I wanted to bring it up on the air, because nobody's better. We could just throw something at you. You have like a computer like mine. So I want to watch your reaction, then hear your reaction when you hear the number. So when I give you Kansas City, which Kansas City and Tampa Bay, those are the two, obviously, we expect them to be the two largest as far as season win totals.
I mean, it's a little bit like everything is driven by perception. Justin Fields worked out. I mean, I listened to the commentary after he worked out. I listened to all of them, every one of them, on that, the worldwide leader, all of them. I was on YouTube. I listened to them all. And then I talked to four people in the NFL. You thought I was talking about two different workouts. The NFL people didn't see it as this incredible workout. Everybody that was on TV saw that it was the greatest workout, which moved the odds. I mean, it's like, okay, great. Go ahead.
Okay, so
someone said to me yesterday,
yes,
if Tom Brady watched watched Justin Fields throw the football, he would try to change his mechanics and start from ground zero.
Is it too long? What is the issue?
It's, you know, one of the reasons why Bill Walsh loved boxers is because boxers have to have their hands and feet tied together at all times. You can't punch without moving your feet. You can't punch without kind of stepping and moving. Same thing with quarterbacks. I mean, Walsh used to walk around the building like he was a boxer. And so there has to be a rhythm in your foot movement and your arm and the way you deliver the football and how you throw it and the consistency that you throw it. Not that Fields doesn't throw the ball well. It's how long can he throw it the way he's throwing it. No different than a golfer who has a swing that can last, right? But can that swing last under pressure? That's the same thing. That's why we have so many people evaluating quarterbacks. If I sat down half the people that were critiquing the workout and started breaking down quarterbacks of their mechanics and what they're doing, we would be lost. It would be a whole other conversation, and that's why I think there's so many misevaluations on the position.
Okay, well, let's do it. I was going to hold, but let's get right into it. So the big story here is, of course, and Michael Lombardi's been on top of this as far as Mac Jones, the 49ers trading up to grab Mac Jones. Yesterday, he was 2.25 as a favorite. Then all of a sudden, throughout the day, the numbers started to adjust. The information, I have no clue. Maybe you can help me. But right now, as we sit here at BetMGM, Justin Fields is -130 to go third overall to the 49ers.
I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think if there was going to be a decision, it would be. But I had heard originally it was either Trey Lance or Mac Jones. Now it's Justin Fields. I don't see that. So, you know, I would take Mac Jones at +110. Why not?
Yep. Yep. He's sitting +110. Yeah, right now you can find him. Look, there's the number, +110. Fields actually 140 as we update the odds here on VSiN at BetMGM. Which is presented, obviously.
I mean, I don't know what one workout like you talk about. You know, everybody in the media makes fun of NFL teams when they get mesmerized by a workout. But yet, it's okay for the media to get mesmerized by a workout, right? It's okay for that. Don't worry about that. That's fine. They can go on the worldwide leader and start talking about it, and then it raises the odds. Seriously, it was a workout. Put the Northwestern game on. Watch Indiana. There's tape to watch. The workout is just a sliver of what you're really looking at. That shouldn't control the number moving. This is illogical that this number would move like this. And then really, look, here's the thing. People are having a hard time digesting this, and I don't understand why, but they really are. But no one can get over the Mac Jones hurdle, right? And it's partly because nobody wants to get over the Mac Jones hurdle, right? Nobody wants to admit that the guy played better than Tua. And every player on Alabama, not even solicited, you don't even have to ask them. They all say he's better than Tua. They all say it. You don't even have to ask them. Hey, give me 95% of the time I ask a player a question, who's better than this guy? Who's better? Why do you think Al Davis used to have somebody impersonate somebody from Sports Illustrated to call the kids up? Because he felt like that guy could get the right answer off the record, right? These kids are volunteering it. They're volunteering it like no big deal. And yet nobody wants to admit that. Nobody wants to even acknowledge it. They changed the offense at Alabama for the guy. Nobody wants to acknowledge that. Like, at some point, like, who's driving this? Like, it's really ridiculous. And I was talking to a general manager in the NFC the other day, and he was like, why are everybody having a hard time with this? Like, why do people can't get over that Mac Jones is better than Tua? He's better than all these. He's made all the throws. He's smart at the line. He makes great decisions. I can't understand it. Look, do I love his body? No. When I saw his body, I'm like, Joe, Mac, where's the weight room? You know, like, but you can't really continually ignore what you're seeing. You're seeing a guy that played better than Tua. Don't say a bad word about him, young man. But that's the reality.
Well, okay, let's try to understand, and it is the Lombardi line talking about this dramatic and drastic flip as far as odds are concerned to go 3 overall to the 49ers. What do you put into this? What credence? Why is the number gone from 225 yesterday, Mac Jones as the favorite, to today as we sit here, it just jumped up to 140, Fields going
because
3. Where do you put
because
that?
There's because why is there? There has so let's you know, we're not Sherlock Holmes here and no. Doc but the reality of it, there's a workout. And they listened to the reaction of the workout. So people started betting on the workout. And it moved the number. Yep. It moved the number. People started betting on what they heard on television. It's the narrative. We all fall for the narrative. You know, we all fall for the narrative. So, You know, that's the reality. It's classic. This is classic how the media can control a narrative, how the worldwide leader can incite information and put noise on the outside. And that's really what it is. And it's all a lot of people that have never made a draft pick in their life, never made a draft pick, never. Most of them have never been in a draft room, let alone made a draft pick, right? They've never made a trade. All they've done is give their opinion. If you ask them not who they like, but why they like, they can't give you that. Why would you like Justin Fields more than Mac Jones? Well, he's more athletic. Okay, tell me why. Tell me why. What are we going to run? What offense are we going to run? How are we going to run this? What are we going to do? How does that athleticism translate into this? I mean, this is what's wrong with the draft. There's so many opinions that are just opinions.
Well, I think most would respect Charlie Casserly, right? I mean, he ran the Washington football team. He ran the Houston Texans. At least he has some credibility. How about he definitely doesn't think that Justin Fields is going 3 overall to the 49ers because
of course he doesn't.
In his
Mac,
he's got him going 24 to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you know why? Can I tell you why?
Yes, please.
I call him Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie talks to Uncle Charlie Casserly is, and I've known Charlie since I first got in the league in 1984. There is no one who will solicit more opinions than Charlie. He will work on, hey, all right now.
He's funny. His cadence is funny how he talks.
All right now. All right. What do you think of Justin Fields? You know, all right now.
See?
Here we go. Okay.
See?
Okay. Look, Charlie's a diligent worker. He's made 1,000 phone calls, right? He's not throwing it out there because he's evaluated Fields on his own. That's not Charlie. Charlie's a collector of information, and he does it really well. He collects it really well. Now, when he gets it, does he make a good decision? That's up to him. I've never been in the room with him. But he does collect data, and he talks to 1,000 people. Why? Because he's wired into the coaching searches, right? He's telling coaches, I'll get you an interview. I'm part of the committee that they've hired in New York, or I'm part of the committee they hired in Houston, or I'm part of the, you know, and coaches are going to talk to him. They're going to talk to him. So he's not throwing this out there at 24 because he's just, oh, let me see which way the wind's blowing, and I don't like Justin Fields like all the media's talking about. Like, that's not what he's doing. That's not at all what he's doing. He's collecting data from people. It's the same people I'm talking to that are telling me that workout wasn't very good. That's the same people I'm talking to. They're like, whoa. You know, like, okay, fine. Now, I'm not going to try to explain it on television, I'm not going to get into that contest and try to prove who's got more football knowledge. I could care less. I'm just saying to you, if you want to bet Justin Fields, you're doing it based on misinformation.
The ability of social to drive a betting market has become something you have to factor into your handicapping more and more.
That's why you need to listen to VSiN, because I don't have a skin in the game. I'm not trying I have nothing against Justin Fields. I have nothing against Trey Lance, or I have nothing for Mac Jones. I mean, I would be reluctant to take all three of them if I was in the draft. I've been on record as saying if I had the second pick of the draft, I would take Sewell. 19 years old, left tackle.
All right, there goes Michael Lombardi. I think it was Twitter that actually just shut down his team. Ian Bolt and said, no more for you, Michael Lombardi. But you see it right there. We've got him back. But he was talking about Penei Sewell, who for some reason he's slipping. Like you said before, Michael, go out and get your Jonathan Ogden. Don't worry about Jamar Chase. You can find a wide receiver later. But that foundation with which a football team is built on, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year, they won a Super Bowl. Yeah, Tom Brady helped, but that offensive line got a lot better. And, of course, the defensive front got a lot better as well. So build that foundation. I think right now with the offensive tackle, and we'll get into the numbers. As a matter of fact, JJ just hooked me up as we find Michael Lombardi. He just hooked me up as far as the Atlanta Falcons position of first player drafted. Let's go ahead and throw that graphic up, because Michael Lombardi told you Kyle Pitts is going to be 4 overall to the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, you can bet on Kyle Pitts, tight end plus 160. Quarterback plus 140 is the favorite. You see the graphic right there. And then you go 12-1. What they need is an offensive lineman and a cornerback. But as we bring Michael Lombardi back in.
You mute me? Did you cut me off?
I think that was Twitter that shut you down, which is fascinating because with 13 days to go, just because the number flipped due to social media, people are saying Michael Lombardi has no clue what he's talking about. Like, it's hilarious to me how the Fields number flipping has turned into this. Well, he obviously is being selected by the 49ers. We're 13 days out, yet it's got to happen now because the number flipped.
Yeah, you know, for me, what I was talking to about Charlie was Cashley was about, seriously, he's getting that information from people he's talking to, and Charlie is not one of those guys he's just going to put himself out there and say this is the deal. He's not going to do that. That's not who Charlie is.
Can I give you something here? Mm-hmm. So I got the Cincinnati Bengals picking 5, obviously, position of first player drafted. So tell me if you disagree. It's either going to be Ja'Marr Chase, the wide receiver, or Penei Sewell, the offensive tackle. And that's essentially, we'll take a look there, Michael. That's essentially the numbers. Offensive lineman, your favorite at plus 140. Receiver, your second betting favorite at plus 165. Why does it feel like Sewell in 40 seconds here is dropping?
I don't know. I think because they feel like a lot of people in the league feel like Zach Taylor is pushing for Chase. Okay. That's what I've heard, that the head coach wants the receiver.
And maybe the head coach is listening to the quarterback, who obviously has an affinity for the receiver.
Well, somebody should be listening to somebody who knows how to build a team, and you build a team with a left tackle. You don't build a team with it. I mean, the X is great. You need a left tackle.
The foundation's boring, but you said it yesterday. Tampa Bay Bucks, Brady helped a lot, but that offensive line got better and defensive front got better, and they won a championship that way. So, anywho, that is good stuff, and shame on who cut my man Michael Lombardi off. He will not be silenced, not on his own show. We come back, we continue. It is the Lombardi Line presented by BetMGM. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Okay, basketball, hockey, every day of the week. Of course, got everything right now. BetMGM Sports Nevada, the premier sports betting app. You get in-game betting, boosted odds specials, much more. Download the BetMGM app today. Stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID, and you're ready to go. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love it. Go visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Got to be 21 years or older, physically located in Nevada. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700. We welcome you back. We've got the season win totals, NFL. Tomorrow, we'll go conference, we'll go NFC, we'll go AFC. The order, Michael, you'll have to tell me, but we're going to break down a conference a day on Saturday and Sunday, which I'm looking forward to. But he is also Mr. Baseball. Let's give you props.
We going baseball?
No. I just want to give you props on another winner yesterday. Congratulations.
I just try to do the best I can, Patrick. You know, I'm just trying to work through it, you know, study it. You know, the game I like today, I got to be honest with you, I know it's going to be a hefty price, but
can you hold it? Can you hold it?
Well, I can. I can hold it, but weather's a factor in it, too.
Okay.
That's what I'm... I need your advice on it.
No. I'm looking for. I've been betting your baseball plays. You think I'm laughing? I've been betting them. Now
I know JJ's laughing over there too. He's over there.
That's why he wears a mask. It's not even COVID. He just wants to laugh at you.
I know.
Here's the thing about I got in game because remember yesterday he had Atlanta and in the Marlins over. So I just jumped in and still won the bet. So we'll get to your bet coming up. And then Wes Reynolds is going to join your buddy JVT.
Good.
Maybe you two can have a conversation about the NBA and how much effort is being given. I look forward to that. But
I'm off that. I'm giving. I'm going to be persona non grata. Justin Fields. Look, I think this. There's certain people in the league that talk to people in the league. You know, I don't talk to other sports writers. I talk to either the general manager or the head coach or the director or somebody. I'm not trying to up my Rolodex here, but that's just who I talk to, right? I don't talk to I don't read other people's columns. I listened to YouTube yesterday to get this breakdown, and just because I wanted to see how this was going to change the market, and it did because I wanted to hear all the superlatives that were coming out of there. And then when I made phone calls to people that were there, it was kind of interesting. So, but Cashley isn't one to talk to anybody in the media. Charlie will talk to the media if they ask him a question, But Charlie's not going to talk to everybody. He's going to get his information from the people that he trusts. And there's a lot of them in the league that talk to him. A lot of them. And he's not just throwing it out there that he has this guy going. I know this. I know teams picking from, let's say, for the lack of, from 10 to 20 that are preparing for quarterbacks to be in that range. And the two quarterbacks that are preparing to be in that range are Lance and Fields.
Now, a couple things. One, it's not, trust me, it's not bragging. That's just factual. You have relationships with people, and those are the people you're texting. The same thing with Charlie Casserly. He's a 72, 73-year-old man. You think he's hopping on other people's mock drafts? No, he's sending messages to the people he knows. And again, he has Fields going 24. No, he probably doesn't, but that's where... So even if you... I mean, think about it this way. If he's right now the favorite, and we're referencing Justin Fields minus 140 to go 3 to the 49ers, I mean, Casserly has him 24. That just letting you know there is a chasm between thought process here.
Well, that's because it's the petri dish of misinformation. We've got a lot of people giving out information that don't know, and they're driving the market. You know, I mean, if Billy Walters went in and put $1 million down on Justin Fields and said that, you know, and that changed the market, then, whoa, wait a minute. Bill, you know, Billy must have some inside information somewhere. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. A workout happened. I mean, the timing of this, the chain of events, deductive reasoning happened, the workout, all of a sudden the popularity, the Dick Vitale, oh, he's the greatest. I've never seen anything like it in my life. He's a primetime player. Boom, the market changed.
You don't generally do many impersonations, but we've got a Dick Vitale. We've got an Al Davis from you. I mean, that's 2.5 hours so far.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying, you know, trying to entertain.
Hey, we got a Charlie Casser. We got a Charlie Casser.
I did Charlie, too. I did Charlie, too.
You see?
Yeah. You know, look, I just think, all right now. That's all right now. That's what we would say, all right now.
All right.
And then if you want Gil Brandt's always, look it. Let me tell you something. Look it. I'll ask Gil Brandt. I'll call him and see what he thinks.
The Charlie Casserly, the classic was, remember, Mario Edwards over Reggie Bush, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Charlie understood that, look, taking a back is not as, he got a lot of years out of it. Mario might not have been the greatest pass rusher and dominated the game, but he was a productive player more than what Reggie could bring to the table. It's the same thing with Sewell. It's not sexy. You got to have conviction and team building to pick Sewell.
100%. Wes Reynolds is going to join. Mr. Baseball is going to give his play. JVT and Josh Applebaum. Pack Show, we continue. Lombardi Line. Okay, with all the spring sports betting action, you need VSiN and the experts to stay ahead of the game. It's a place to start. VSiN.com, covering baseball, NHL, NBA playoff races, everything you need, including the NFL draft. 24/7 video coverage. You get the daily members only best bet email. Sign up now, start your free trial. VSiN.com/subscribe. It's VSiN.com/subscribe. You can read Wes Reynolds in Point Spread Weekly and listen to him here hosting on VSiN, and he joins us now. Wes, thanks for doing it. We appreciate you. Indiana Pacers are at the Utah Jazz. Your Pacers here have been a maddening team this year, although playing better. And how about Utah, 3-3 straight up their last six?
Yeah, this is an early tip-off, actually. 12:10 Pacific, 3:10 Eastern for early Friday afternoon NBA. And the Pacers, you're right, Patrick. They have been absolutely maddening, but they've been playing a little bit better lately. I know the competition's been down, but they're 4-1 in their last five, 3-2 against the number. And really, you've seen Nate Bjorkman and this team kind of flip identities, really by necessity here. Miles Turner, who's their best defensive player, their big guy down low, has been out and doesn't look like he's going to play today. So what they really had to do was pick up the pace. They're number two in offensive rating in the NBA per the NBA advanced stats, and they're playing at the fastest pace in the league right now. And with no Turner, you've kind of had to do that. Now, the defense has taken a dip without one of the best shot blockers and defenders down low in all the NBA. So the defense is now number 22 over the last several games. But the Pacers are getting out and running a little bit more, and they really had to. They're putting Sabonis, who's a little bit more of a guy you can do more with offensively, and having him play the center spot, even though he's not really a center, he's more of a stretch four. But it's really helped the offense but hurt the defense a little. On the Utah side, last 10 games, I believe a little bit over, just a tick over 50% of their shot attempts are from three. So this is a team that's trying to bombs away. Boston's been doing it a lot lately, too. That's actually what Indiana does decently still defensively, even without Turner. Without Turner, you're going to eat down low, and Utah certainly should be able to do the same. But the Pacers only giving up about 35% from three and allowing the fewest shot attempts over these last 10 games from deep. So Pacers can take away the three. And when you have an early game like this here in Utah, I think it takes time for the three-point shooting team, which is the Jazz in this case, to really get in the rhythm. So I thought 10 was a little high. Now, this is a big test for the Pacers, of course, you know, for obvious, if you're following the news, a very emotional and sad day in the city of Indianapolis. So it's tough to handicap or tough to say how that's going to affect a team's mindset, but I think they're just going to go out and play. I thought 10 was a little rich here for the Jazz, even though they're power rated the number one team in the league.
And can I just quickly, Michael, just follow up there, Wes, on Clarkston. It's listed probable. The early start may not benefit him as far as playing, so that'd be huge if Clarkston's out as well. Ingles obviously out for the Jazz, but I don't know if you have a status update on Clarkston.
Yeah, I was looking at probable in terms of what I had seen last. That, of course, can change. This is the NBA after all, so yeah. A lot of times you got to bet this stuff late because you never know what's going to happen. But Turner and McDermott likely are not going to go for the Pacers. They didn't make the trip to Houston the other night. I know Derek Favors is going to be doubtful for Utah with the knee injury, but it looks like at least Clarkson is going to be back for Utah.
You know, typically when you talk Knicks, you always want to go under. And they are 11-18 over-under on the road with an average in those games of around 206 points. And yet tonight against the Dallas Mavs, you kind of like the over. Give me your logic behind that, Wes.
I do, Michael. And actually these two teams did meet early in April, and it was just 99-86. The Mavs won in Madison Square Garden. Look, the Knicks now go into Dallas, four-game winning streak. They beat the Pelicans on Wednesday by 10. Obviously, we know what Dallas comes off of, that miracle shot that Luka Doncic hit to win in Memphis. But just kind of looking at this, the Knicks are starting to shoot a little bit better from the three, particularly R.J. Barrett. And he's shooting about 45% from the outside since February. He's starting to kind of really be the player everybody thought that he was going to be. Randall, clearly one of the front runners for the MIP, the Most Improved Player Award, two straight 30-point games. So if they're going to keep producing like this, that makes them much more of a dangerous offense. Reggie Bullock's been shooting the three really well this month, 43% from the outside. So the Knicks, I think, are a more defensive team, to your point, listing their over-under record. But they're starting to get the offense going a little bit more. And we know with Dallas, Porzingis has started to heat up a little bit lately, 21 points or more at least in five straight games. Mavericks offense now, since they've kind of made this shift, if you will, they were changing how they were resting Porzingis and Luka. But ever since they've done that, they're actually averaging 117.8 points per 100 possessions, which if you really maximize that through the entire season, they would actually be leading in offensive efficiency. So I do like the over here. It is getting a little bit of a tick to the over. I think this opened 210.5 in the marketplace. You're starting to see some 211, 211.5 out there. So I do like the over in the nightcap here with the Knicks and the Mavs.
How about just a look? Wes Reynolds is so sharp on every sport, including golf. Sharp on wrestling as well. We know Michael Lombardi tonight's going to be dialed in on his 76ers and maybe Stanley Tucci. I got MLS starting tonight. I'm fired up about that. Love baseball. Wes, give us an idea of you on a Friday night. A bunch of baseball, a bunch of NBA. Where will you be mostly dialed in?
You know, I do a little bit of everything, guys. The NBA card is obviously big, and now with baseball coming, so you know, you spread yourself a little thin. Usually on Friday, hockey kind of takes the back seat because it's one of the smallest cards out there. I think there's only five games
tonight.
So I do like that Stanley Tucci show, man. I need to catch up on my DVR on that show. Yeah,
everybody
I
does.
Italy
I mean,
so bad.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to go to Italy with Stanley Tucci. I like to walk around there. Yeah, I mean, look, it just makes you hungry. If you want to be on a diet, don't watch the Tucci Band because it's just going to make you hungry. You're going to want to eat something. And it would be a good way to handicap.
Where would you start if you go to Italy? Give me your top two destinations, Wes.
Oh, man, I would have to go to Sicily. You got to go to the old country. And then, you know, you have to look at the big city first, Rome, and then the next trip would be the countryside. But Mike's right. It will make you hungry. I was catching up on my Top Chef last night on Bravo, and I was like, man, this is just fabulous food. While I'm eating my microwave pot pie or something here, and they're eating this fabulous food.
That's why you hit a couple of those picks, and you'll be eating at Michael's before too long.
He's a Renaissance man. He's Wes Reynolds, host.
Thanks,
of course,
Wes.
Point Spread Weekly. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate you, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You got it, fellas.
Okay. Wes Reynolds won. He's into Tucci with you as well. We come back.
Everybody loves the Tucci Man.
Who doesn't love Tucci? Even Jeezy.
What if
dog.
He has a cameo? Does he have a cameo like Berman?
Bill Berman does. Coming back, Mr. Yeah. Baseball. BetMGM welcomes you to Showtime with a chance to win $100 for a $1 wager on the Clippers 76ers game tonight. Just use the bonus code VEASAN100. You're on your way to betting with the king of sportsbooks. Download the app or go to the BetMGM.com app for more details. And use the promo code VEASAN100 to bet $1, and you win $100. If the Clippers or 76ers hit a three, you will win $100 paid for in free bets. The bonus code is VEASAN100. Got to be 21 years or older. Located in Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia only. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia. 1-800-270-7117 for help in Michigan. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. In Tennessee, call or text Redline 800-889-9789 in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT if you have an issue. We welcome you back. I want to get back into the Casterly stuff. We got plenty of money to be made when it comes to these draft props. But quickly, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it is Mr. Baseball you're looking at there, Michael Lombardi. Yeah. So let's go ahead and throw up the graphic now. Where are we going to start? I think you're going to start DeGrom push back a day with his start here. Rained out yesterday. DeGrom and Chichi Gonzalez on the bump for the Rockies. Where are you at here?
Well, the reason I typically at 270, minus 270, that seems a little steep to play.
It's a big price.
It's a big price. I understand that. And DeGrom, the Mets don't score many runs. But I'm going to need your weather help here because I think it's going to be – it's snow in the forecast midday, clear, and temperatures are going to be, well, just below freezing. I think that's going to be really hard to catch up to 101-mile-an-hour fastball coming from DeGrom. So – I just think, to me, it'll be a hard game to get any runs in, and I think the Mets can win this one. This is weather and DeGrom combining together is my thought process.
Could not agree more. And if you want to mitigate some of that 270, you're going to lay $2.70 on the Mets. You could throw them into a parlay. Michael's got two picks. We can bring that up. But the Friday night in Denver is going to be cold. It's going to be unpleasant for the hitters. That's not a good combination when DeGrom is touching 101 on the gun. So expected to clear by midday. Temperatures at game time are projected, Michael, to be well below freezing. It's going to be cold. That's going to be cold. That bat's going to hurt. Hurt your hand, and DeGrom's the best pitcher on the planet. 100% lay the price, but also mix it in with the parlay to mitigate the 270 as far as the steep price. And we got another one here. You want to throw it up there?
Yeah, and then I would go with your Tigers began the series against the A's as the worst ERA in the league.
The bullpen stinks.
Right, and so the Oakland starts the series with the league's worst. They were at 6-0, so one team's at 5-0. I'm going to do the math here. One team gives up 5 runs a game. The other team gives up 6 runs a game. I'm going to go over. I'm going to not really complicate this. I'm not going to complicate this and just play the over and feel like the hitting will just dominate bad pitching. And I think over 8.5 is a good play. And I think if I did that with DeGrom, that could be a nice 2-game teaser there.
Yeah, Manea and Skubal last night. Actually, I do really like combining those two. got touched up, and you had an 8-4 finish there in Oakland. The posted total yesterday was 8.5. You see another posted total of 8.5. Arena and Montas go over the 8.5. I do like it. Here's the bottom line. It's different right now betting the Tigers and A's when it comes to first five, because actually the starting pitching has been pretty good respectively for both teams. Once you get to those bullpens, Michael nailed it. The Tigers is the worst in all of baseball, and the A's isn't far behind. So take a look right there over the 8.5. You hope you get to the pens early and add the runs late. We transition. That's Mr. Baseball for you. My good. See,
I like that.
Look at that. And it's not even.
Just trying, Patrick. Just trying. You know, just trying to matriculate the ball down the field. That's all. You know,
it's like the one thing about you is if you give you a project and give you a couple days, you'll come back and you'll be an ace at it.
Trying to do it. Just trying to do it.
You're basically Jacob DeGrom of handicapping now.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just trying to just whittle away, trying to understand the, you know, the rhythms of the whole thing, the beats of it all. Yeah, I'm just trying to get there.
It's a good, you know what? And we'll get to Casterly's thoughts and what you think about the draft props. But it's a great word to use when betting baseball. Very rhythmic. Because yeah, you get into a rhythm, it's day after day after day, and you find the rhythm of a team, how a manager is using the bullpen, how they are as far as splits, lefties, righties. You get into a rhythm betting baseball.
Yeah, and I would never recommend spending minus 270 on a team, but I felt like with the weather and, you know, and that guy on the mound, and, I mean, there's a good chance the game could get canceled because of weather, but I don't care about altitude. I think that 101-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you and you can't get warm, I think that's a real challenge.
Oh, I love it. I mean, DeGrom is going to be jacked, too, because he got scratched, and now he's just back out there. I like the idea of combining it. You know, mitigate some of that risk and throw it into a parlay. Have some fun tonight on a Friday. Okay, let's get back into this. The number has jumped as far as Fields going 3 to the 49ers, minus 140. Yesterday, Mac Jones was still your prohibitive favorite at minus 225. What has changed that? The perception on social and the workout, his second workout. Now, I told you, Michael Lombardi and I were discussing a little earlier, Charlie Casserly, who is texting directly to coaches and GMs. You know this, Michael. He's got him going 24 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right. I'll let you pick it up there.
Well, and then also, you know, I mean, he's talking to a lot of the same people I'm talking to, and he's talking to them in different ways. You could say, well, you're both getting bad information. Well, the only thing I'll say some validity to what he's saying is, because I've heard this before, that he's got in his latest mock, which he did April 15th, and you know how I feel about mocks, but he has the Washington football team trading up to get Trey Lance. 10 days ago on my podcast, I made the statement that the Washington football team loves Trey Lance. So when I see Charlie do something like that in his mock, and I don't know if he's right about J.C. Horn going to the Patriots or, you know, Vera Tucker going to the Chargers as the offensive lineman, but I do know when you know a team likes a player and someone in the mock puts that player on that team, then they're getting the information from the same place you are or relatively within the building, and I think that's something to be considered. And once again, I urge the people listening to this podcast, Casserly is not a – he's not a guy who's going to go out on an island on himself with his own evaluation. He's going to do his due diligence. He's going to make a decision based on the information he collects. So as a viewer, as a bettor, why not use that information that he collects to your full advantage? And if he thinks that Justin Fields, from what he's hearing, is going 24, and say he's wrong by 10, now he's at 14, 12, which is what the range I hear he's going to go in, then why would you ever play him at 3?
Yeah, Casserly, I mean, he's fastidious. Like, he's not the type of dude. He's in his shoes, right? He's not just willy-nilly throwing it out there that he's going to go 24. This is a guy that's well-researched.
Right. You can argue with him that the Bengals, you know, he's got the Bengals taking Sewell. Okay, I get that. I think they'll take Chase. I think they should take Sewell. I agree with that. And he's got Miami taking Chase. I know Miami wants a skill player. I've asked numerous people within the league, within the organization, to why wouldn't Miami take the offensive tackle? And they want skill. They want skill. That's all I keep hearing. Miami wants skill. Miami wants skill. You know, I love this one. You know, Tua needs more playmakers around them. No, Tua, they need a quarterback. They're going to find out, even with all the playmakers, Tua might not be good enough. Don't say a bad word, Patrick, please.
I won't.
The reality of it is, so, I mean, I felt like, based on Brian Flores' training in New England, that would happen. Now, I think the wild card team is, Casserly has Detroit taking a wide receiver. I think Detroit's a sleeper team on a quarterback. I really do. I think they're a sleeper team on a quarterback for this reason. I think that it makes sense. It gives them really flexibility next year, whatever they might want to do with Goff.
Well, I'll give you my, now. There's two things that you just mentioned, so let me clarify. The Bengals, you've got them taking a wide receiver. Charlie's got them taking an offensive lineman. Well, guess what? Over at BetMGM, that's essentially even. They're going to draft an offensive line or a receiver. So you're both right on. And then Miami, he just nailed it. You know who, as far as position to be their player drafted, it's even money to bet to draft a wide receiver right now with Miami Dolphins. And it's the second betting favorite is a tight end. So they're going right. Talent according to the odds makers.
Right. And so let's go back. Study the anatomy of a trade, right? So Miami gets this idea that they could trade back. Miami gets this idea that they could trade back with Philly, right? That they could trade back with Philly and then they move from down to 12, right? Miami gets that, they move down to 12. Now they can get back up. So they picked up all these picks. San Francisco puts this incredible offer on the table to them, right?
Yep.
And so they don't really want to leave three. They want to be there. They want to get that skill player. So they start immediately calling, how can they get back up there? Well, they tried to call the Falcons, and the Falcons I don't think were in position to do anything. Like I've mentioned before, the Bengals are never going to trade. That's impossible. So Philly, you know, who's sitting there at six thinking, okay, what am I going to pick at six if I'm Philly? Do I want to pick another receiver? I mean, you know, that's really that might be the best thing. Is there anybody defensively to worthy of the sixth pick in the draft? I don't know. Am I going to be able to get a quarterback? Will Mac Jones make it to me at six? I don't know about that. So trade back down. But then when they traded back, so Philly became part of that whole trade with Miami and San Francisco because Miami wants to get back to get skill. That's the point of the whole story.
Quickly, Nick Caserio, Texans GM, was obviously asked as we head into the draft about Deshaun Watson, and he said, look, I don't really have any comment on Deshaun Watson, the lawsuits or trade possibilities. Quote, we're respectful of the legal process. And then he went on to say, if you want to speculate, you should probably go buy Bitcoin. So he's basically saying, I can't talk about this. We respect the legal.
It's interesting. Nick used Bitcoin. Nick always had CNBC on in his office.
Oh,
Nick
really?
Nick loves the market better than anybody. Yeah, Nick loves the market. So, yeah.
So that's a guy that's conditioned to think about the market that uses analogies based on market. Yeah.
Right. And like seriously, like I don't care what anybody says. Like no one's trading for something that you don't have information on.
No.
And so you can't enter into that Deshaun Watson world because you just don't know. You don't know.
It's an impossible. I mean, it is literally impossible to even tread those waters right now. As a matter of fact, I would imagine just because of the nature, you know, the Houston Texans have to think of contingency plans as well, let alone another team trading for them.
They already have. They signed your man Ryan Finley. They'll be under center for him next year.
Oh, that's my guy.
AJ McCarron, you know, they'll be fine. Don't worry.
Is he on Cameo? Because I'd like to get.
And they got Tyrod Taylor. They got three quarterbacks there. He's not on Cameo. He's not as big as Berman.
I'll get and Taylor Cameo.
I mean, Berman's going to be busy for a lot of happy birthdays around the area. Yeah.
Next is JVT. It's the Lombardi Line.